Hey fam, Riley Hart here, back at it again with another dose of reality straight to your ear holes. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're juggling a million things and somehow still managing to screw everything up? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into the ultimate self-care hack. Building someday on self-compassion. Look, Gen Z is under more pressure than ever. We're facing climate change, economic uncertainty, social media overload, the whole shebang. It's enough to make anyone want to crawl back into their bed and binge-watch Netflix for a month straight. But here's the thing. You deserve kindness, even when you mess up, even when things are rough, even when you're feeling like a complete dumpster fire. Let me tell you, self-compassion isn't about being a wimp or giving up on your goals. It's about recognizing that you're a human with all the flaws, imperfections, and occasional meltdowns that come with the territory. It's about treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer to your best friend after a rough day. So, how do we actually cultivate this magical thing called self-compassion? First up, ditch the inner critic. That voice in your head that's constantly judging you, pointing out your mistakes, and making you feel like crap. Yeah, that needs to go on an immediate vacation. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, would I say this to my best friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? Next, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master or meditating for hours on end, though if that works for you, go for it. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. When you find yourself spiraling into negativity, take a deep breath and bring your focus back to your surroundings. Remember, everyone messes up. We've all been there, that epic fail at work, the awkward date, the time we tripped and face planted in public. Okay, maybe just me. But guess what? These experiences don't define us. They're opportunities for learning and growth. So next time you make a mistake, give yourself a break and remember, it's okay to not be perfect. Heal your body with kindness. This means nourishing your body with healthy foods, getting enough sleep, and moving your body in ways that feel good. It's also about treating yourself with respect and taking breaks when you need them. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Every time you achieve a goal, even if it seems insignificant, acknowledge it and give yourself credit. Did you finally finish that essay? Nailed that presentation? Survived another Monday? Then, celebrate those victories. Now, picture this. You're scrolling through social media and see someone posting about their perfect life, the dream job, the flawless relationship, the enviable physique. Don't let it drag you down into a spiral of self-doubt. Remember, social media is a highlight reel, not real life. And chances are, even though seemingly perfect, people have moments of insecurity and struggle. You're not alone in this journey. So how can we actually put these strategies into practice? Start by being kind to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best friend. Forgive yourself for mistakes. Embrace imperfections. Celebrate your wins, big and small. And remember, self-compassion is a practice that takes time and effort. But trust me, it's worth it. Listen, I'm not saying this is going to be easy. Building self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like giving up, when the inner critic wins, when life just throws too much your way. But don't let those moments define you. Remember that you're strong, capable, and worthy of love even on your worst days. And hey, if you ever need a reminder, hit me up on Insta or DM me. This fam is here for each other. Now go out there and treat yourself with the kindness you deserve. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this episode like it's your new favorite TikTok trend. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.